are listening to Wells Tech, episode 617, recorded for December 17th, 2019, a season of giving. Wells Tech is a weekly podcast exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. It is part of the podcast network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Our show today is hosted by Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Today, we have a very special interview. During the Christmas season, we try and find an administrator here in the Synod offices. And this year, we found two very gifted and dedicated individuals to join us to talk about online giving. Kurt Luneberg, the director of Christian Giving, and Adam Gady, who also works in the office of Christian Giving, were gracious enough to join us and talk about their experiences with giving and some great advice for congregations thinking about online giving and even text to give. All that and more. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Wells Tech, everybody. This is episode 617, recorded for December 17, 2019. And I'm here joined by Sally Draper. And when I say here, different location today, Sally.
Yeah, different location and video. It must be something special.
It is mid-December, and each December we try and grab one of our esteemed Synod administrators, directors, whomever we can, where we can get to come join us for about 15, 20 minutes and talk about important stuff, ministry that they're doing, and maybe some things that maybe our audience hadn't heard before. So we're trying to kind of give them an opportunity to share some of the great things that they're doing and then find some technology tie-ins too.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been our tradition at Christmas to do these special interviews. It's one that I look forward to every year. Yep. And then the fact that we get to add video, we've been doing a lot of audio this year, Martin, and a few videos thrown in there. So hope our Wells Tech followers enjoy a little.
Yep. So we had to find some good looking administrators.
There you go. Year. That's right.
And not only do we have one, we have two people joining us. And we dipped into the deep bucket of Christian Giving. And we have our director of Christian Giving, Kurt Luneberg, joining us, as well as the office supervisor, Adam Gady. Thank you guys for joining us. Really appreciate it. Kurt, maybe you could start. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, some of the things that keep you busy during the day.
I'm director of Wells Christian Giving, a ministry that serves under the authority of the Conference of Presidents. And I'm just finishing my seventh year as director. I joined the team actually 14 years ago and served as a Christian Giving counselor in the central U.S. So it's my privilege to work with three members of our office team, and then I also supervise 16 Christian Giving counselors that are called by the Conference of Presidents and positioned across North America.
Mm-hmm. And Adam, how about you?
I'm the supervisor in the Christian Giving office, and I work with the communications, letting people know the opportunities they have to help fund ministry. We both support the Christian Giving counselors and send out direct mail to Wells members to keep the communications up. And I've been here about 15 years.
Wow, that's a good year. That was the year we started.
Yeah, pretty close. Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
We're all in the same boat. Awesome. So perhaps Christian Giving is familiar to some of the Wells Techers out there, but we'd love to learn more about the role of Christian Giving, and both for the Synod and for its members.
I can answer that. The Conference of Presidents, one of our main leadership groups, is responsible for Christian stewardship in our church body. And so we serve directly under their authority to help all of God's people in our church body overflow in the grace of Christian giving through Christ, and then help them making special gifts for the Lord's work in their local congregations, Wells-affiliated ministries, and especially our Wells areas of ministry, ministerial education, home and world missions, congregational services. And so we work with the Conference of Presidents to help gifts come in both through congregations, which are called congregation mission offerings, and we provide resources for church leaders to help build those gifts. And then additional, above and beyond special gifts from individuals called individual mission offerings. And so as Adam mentioned earlier, we provide mailed and emailed appeals that give updates on the work we're doing together. And we also provide free and confidential gift assistance through our Christian Giving Counselors.
I imagine during the holiday season and Christmas season, the life of the Christian Giving Counselor that you mentioned, you know, those guys in the field, that changes maybe a little bit during the holiday season. Tell us a little bit about how that might look different than the rest of the year.
It does look different, both in the number of gifts as well as the complexity. And here's what I mean. As God's people reflect on the messages they've heard through the fall and Thanksgiving of the grace of our Lord Jesus, they're prompted to say thanks to Him. And they're looking ahead to providing end-of-the-year gifts for their family and the Lord's work. So oftentimes they'll wait till later in the fall and say, I really want help with that. And so our men are just handling more requests
sure.
that are coming from God's people. Some of the gifts are more complex in the sense that it may be a gift that involves an appreciated asset, like a stock or a piece of land. And that takes a little more time mm-hmm. to transfer from the donor to the charity. So you add all the gifts that they're following up on, celebrating the gifts, thanking the people for partnering with us. It makes for a busy end of the calendar year.
I'm sure they're being good stewards that we want to be. I'm sure there's tax, you know, considerations too at end of year that our givers are thinking through.
That's right. With the increased standard deduction, there are people who will try to bundle their gifts. Mm-hmm. In other words, give a larger amount at the end of 2019 that will also carry over into 2020 so they can take advantage of some of the itemized deductions
sure.
on their returns. Really popular tool now is the IRA charitable distribution for people age 70 and a half or older. If they don't need the required minimum distributions, they can designate those
sure.
right to a charity. And we're receiving a lot of those.
And I'm assuming your counselors are well-versed in some of these tools and techniques.
Yes, they are. And of course, we receive great back office support from Wells Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Which manages the gifts that people establish, and Wells Investment Funds, which invests those gifts.
Sure.
Sure. So over the last several years, we've seen a heavy trend toward more online giving or electronic giving. I'm curious if that's been a good thing for our churches and for the Synod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely has increased in the past 10 years or so. In our online giving system with Wells, we've actually seen it increase about 60% in
wow.
the number of gifts and the total dollar amount in the past 5 years.
Mm.
And a total of 10% of all current or cash gifts are given online. It is a good thing because anytime you have technology making it more convenient for people mm-hmm. to do what they want to do, and you know, whether it's online or via their smartphone or all the different ways that are available now, you know, it makes it easier for them to give. And on the other end, for the receiver, the organization getting the gifts, it also helps them. If recurring gifts are more popular, then it's easier to know how much is coming in each month of the year, and it's more predictable for
easier
doing
for budgeting,
ministry.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any downsides that we're seeing in our congregations as a result of this kind of trend to online giving? You know, I feel kind of awkward at times when the offering plate comes past mm-hmm. and I'm not actually putting anything in. I've uh-huh. given online already. That's one thing, but.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, just it's good to be talking about this today because it's a question that churches have. You know, how do they keep up with people's technology goals, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they want to use technology more and use checks and cash less, especially the younger generations. And then, like you said, that is one of the things that churches will put on their offering envelope, like a sticker or a checkbox saying, I'm giving electronically.
Okay.
So that you can
That's
still participate
idea.
In the worship of the offering, even though
right.
the offering envelope is empty,
right.
you know, because you're giving
right.
electronically.
Just the optics of it, you know, make a difference. And it is
yeah.
an act of worship and, you want that to be a public thing too.
Right.
That's interesting. Our church for the first year polled us in advance of ordering envelopes, and we didn't get envelopes this year because
okay.
we give online. We opted out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we could have said, yeah,
save
we still want
money.
To receive
right.
them or whatever. But I noticed the boxes in the back of church there weren't as many that had offering envelopes in the
okay.
last year. So changing times.
Yep.
For sure.
Kurt, you were going to say something.
Another strategy that churches will use is to employ reusable cards that are in the pews that says,
okay.
I gave online. And so you can just pull it, put it in the plate as it comes by and and the counters will put those back.
Okay. One of the questions I get a lot, not just this time of year, but as churches and other organizations are considering this online giving, you know, approach, this trend, is what online giving vendor or solution to use. Any advice or some of the more popular ones that you're seeing?
Yeah, that definitely is a more regular question as churches are kind of seeing, like I said, the younger generations looking for different options. The most popular one is Vanco, which for years, Thrivent offered a Simply Giving program mm-hmm. for automatic withdrawal from your bank account to the church. And a lot of churches use that. So even as Thrivent kind of moved away from that program, they still push people to the bank behind it, Vanco, and their Give Plus platform. And so a lot of churches are used to working with that already. And it turns out they offer most of the things people are looking for, like one-time recurring gifts, text to give, credit card readers. So that ends up being an option that works for a lot of people. Other popular ones are Easy Tithe and Tithely. One pastor recommended Rebel Give. Mm-hmm. And PayPal is another big one. But yeah, lots of options to look into. And that's where it gets kind of tricky as far as choosing one. A lot of people ask, does Wells recommend or do we have like a rubber stamp on one of them? But it kind of depends on what you're looking for and then what package do you get for what money and, you know, how does it work with your church database? So there's a lot of factors to look into with it.
Yeah, some of the things that I've heard and read about over the years and advised congregations on is obviously there's the mathematics of it, the finance mm-hmm. side, how much are you getting charged per transaction, the stability of the company, the reliability and security of the company, privacy of the company, but then also how well it works or doesn't work with the potential software that you're using, right? Mm-hmm. Your member management system, your financial management system. And when we considered it at our congregation, that was probably at the top of the list because that would increase or decrease the workload depending on how easily it worked together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I would expect there's a whole communication strategy that really goes into play when you implement something like this. You know, churches should be aware of continuing to educate their mm-hmm. members and things like that about the option. What about the option of text to give? That's even more cutting edge and newer on the scene. Do you have recommendations or experience?
Yeah, we worked with that a little bit at Wells. And, you know, I think people 5-10 years ago saw a lot of commercials where it was like, there's a relief effort right now, you know, text this number and it gives $10 to the relief effort. And so it's really convenient in that kind of case where everyone can just get out their phone and text a dollar amount. For recurring type of gifts or ongoing giving strategy, there's some challenges because the dollar amount is usually
small,
limited.
Right?
Yeah. And people want to choose the dollar amount they want to give. Also, it's kind of a slow to get back to the person, the organization you're giving it to, because it first goes to the phone carrier, and then the phone carrier works with a charitable foundation, and then the foundation will get it to the organization.
Wow.
So you end up getting it months later, and it's kind of slow for us to thank those gifts or work if there's any issue they accidentally gave to the wrong designation or that kind of thing.
Right.
So it has its use, but it's actually kind of fallen out of favor with a lot of people that
way. Good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 2019 is coming to an end. 2020 starts a new decade. What does that look like for the Ministry of Christian Giving? Do you have plans that you can share, some things that you're looking forward to in the next 10 years, whether that be technology related or other programs, plans that you hope to implement in the future?
Well, one of the things we hope never changes is our Christ-centered, donor-sensitive approach to giving. We're not really raising funds. We're raising awareness so that God's people in our church body can understand how they can have an eternal impact in the lives of people through our gospel ministries, which they support with their prayers and offerings. And so we want that mindset not only to be ours as the Ministry of Christian Giving, but we pray that becomes the mindset, it continues, I should say, to be the mindset in all of our churches. That's our approach.
Mm-hmm.
You could expect in the next 10 years to see enhancements to our major gift and planned giving programs. helping people carry out more the interests that they have, how the Holy Spirit is wiring them to give and to get to the point where we're helping them make multi-year commitments and certainly plan to provide for their loved ones in the Lord's work through their Christian estate plan. In fact, to that point, with a significant transfer of wealth that's occurring over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to encourage all of our congregations to consider establishing a congregational plan giving committee. So on the local level, you have people who have already gone through the process of planning how they're going to leave a legacy of their Christian faith to their families in the Lord's work, and then helping the rest of their members do the same thing. And we believe we'll be able to help those families and situate our ministries strongly financially in the future.
Excellent. Something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk through some of these things with us, and certainly the work that you and your counselors do and the rest of the people in the office that we work with on a regular basis. It's a privilege to serve with you, and during this holiday season, very, very important work, certainly, to fund the gospel ministry that we do together. Thank you for doing that and for being with us today.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Wells Tech. We have a very special episode, not that this wasn't special, but a very special episode coming up at the end of the year where we kind of do a look back, kind of our favorite moments, favorite apps, favorite, you know, kind of everything of 2019. And so we kind of close out the old decade into the new, what we're kind of looking forward to as well. So tune in next time for that. Thank you so much for spending 2019 with us. We look forward to one more show in 2019, and then join us in 2020.